E.G. White to Brother, April 14, 1904. Similar to LT 145, 1904. April 17 to May 7, 1904. Elmshaven, Sanitarium, California, April 14, 1904. My dear brother, I wish to write you a few lines regarding the work in San Diego. We have long desired to see sanitarium work established in this place. Not that we ourselves may be benefited, but that those who have never heard the truth may have an opportunity of hearing the last message of mercy to be given to the world. If you have known and enjoyed the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the assurance of the grace of God, the hope of the gospel of Christ, your heart must be drawn out in earnest longing that this work may extend rapidly, while mercy's sweet voice is still heard inviting perishing souls to come to the Savior. I have always looked with great interest upon the work in Los Angeles and in San Diego, hoping that right moves would be made, and that the sanitarium work might be established in these important places. Every year, large numbers of tourists visit these places, and I have longed to see men moved by the Holy Spirit meeting these people with the message borne by John the Baptist, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is he that was spoken of by Esaias, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan went out to hear John the Baptist and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Just such a work as this can be done today in Southern California. The Lord has ordained that memorials for him shall be established in many places. He has presented before me buildings away from the cities and suitable for our work, which can be purchased at a low price. We must take advantage of the favorable openings for sanitarium work in Southern California, where the climate is so favorable for this work. There are many other places in Southern California, besides Los Angeles and San Diego, in which sanitarium work could be started. To sanitariums in Southern California, people will come from far and near, because the fame of the climate is worldwide. It is the Lord's purpose that sanitariums shall be established in Southern California, and that from these institutions shall go forth the light of truth for this time. By them the claims of the true Sabbath are to be presented, and the third angel's message proclaimed. Institutions in which medical missionary work can be done are to be regarded as especially essential to the advancement of the Lord's work. The sick and suffering are to be relieved, and then, as opportunity offers, they are to be given instruction in regard to the truth for this time. Thus, we can bring present truth before a class of people who could be reached in no other way. The buildings secured for this work should be out of the cities, in rural districts, so that the sick may have the benefit of outdoor life. By the beauty of flower and field, their minds will be diverted from themselves, from their aches and pains, and they will be led to look from nature to the God of nature, who has provided so abundantly the beauties of the natural world. The convalescent can lie in the shade of the trees, and those who are stronger can, if they wish, work among the flowers, doing just a little at first, and increasing their efforts as they grow stronger. Working in the garden, gathering flowers and fruit, listening to the birds praising God, the patients will be wonderfully blessed. Angels of God will draw near to them. They will forget their sorrows. Melancholy and depression will leave them. The fresh air and sunshine, and the exercise taken, will bring them life and vitality. The wearied brain and nerves will find relief. Good treatment and wholesome diet will build them up and strengthen them. They will feel no need for health-destroying drugs or for intoxicating drink. The workers connected with our medical institutions should have the full confidence of the patients. Let them remember that this will be gained, not by elegant dress or by smartness of speech, but by living the life of Christ. Warm-hearted, unselfish workers are needed in our sanitariums, workers who can speak words of tenderness and compassion to the sick and suffering. The physicians and nurses are not to be stiff and unsocial, neither are they to be light and trifling. They are to be bright and cheerful, bringing sunshine to the hearts of the sick. They are to talk of the Savior and His power to save. In him there is healing for soul and body. In the establishment and carrying forward of sanitarium work, and strictest economy is ever to be shown. Workers are to be employed who will be producers as well as consumers. In no case is money to be invested for display. Gospel medical missionary work is today to be carried forward in simplicity, even as it was carried forward by the Majesty of Heaven, who, seeing the necessities of a lost, sinful world, laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown, and clothed his divinity with humanity, that he might stand at the head of humanity. In his way of working, he has left us a perfect example. "If any man will come after me," he declared, "let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me." The true medical missionary will obey these words. He will not strain every nerve to make a display, thinking thus to win souls to the Savior. The Son of God left his heavenly home to come to a world all seared and marred by the curse, that he might seek and save the lost. Ought we not, his followers, to show the same self-denial and self-sacrifice that his life revealed? For us he endured the privations of poverty. Shall we refuse to deny ourselves for his sake? Christ gives to all the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." If God's people will wear Christ's yoke, if they will learn in his school the lessons that he teaches, there will be sufficient means to establish gospel medical missionary work in many places. Christ might have come to this world with a retinue of angels, but instead, he came as a babe and lived a life of lowliness and poverty. His glory was in his simplicity. Shall we refuse to engage in medical missionary work unless we can follow the customs of the world, making a display such as worldlings make? To one who asked if he might follow him, Christ said, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Shall those who profess to be his followers refuse to engage in the work of helping their suffering fellow beings, unless they can be placed where their dignity will not be lessened? In no other way can we do the work of God successfully than by following in the footsteps of the one who gave up his high command to come to our world, that through his humiliation and suffering, human beings might become partakers of the divine nature. For our sake, he became poor, that through his poverty, we might come into possession of the eternal riches. It is not being rich in the wealth of this world that increases our value in God's sight. It is the meek and contrite that the Lord acknowledges and honors. Read the 57th of Isaiah. Study this chapter carefully, for it means much to you. I will make no comments upon it. If you will study it carefully and prayerfully, you will become wise unto salvation. Thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. My brother, we need means to advance the work of the Lord in many places. We must firmly establish the work at the capital of our nation. Do you not wish to have a part in the work that God has given us to do there? Will you not do your best to help us to secure the facilities that we must have in order to advance the work in Washington and in Southern California? At San Diego, we have made an advance move by purchasing the Potts Sanitarium in Paradise Valley, near National City and about 6 miles from San Diego. We hope soon to be able to furnish a part of the building and to open its doors to those for whom it was purchased. The building was erected for a sanitarium by Mrs. Mary Potts nearly 20 years ago. It is a fine, three-story structure, built on a rise of ground and commanding a view of a beautiful valley. It has about 50 rooms, many of which are large and airy. The building is in very good condition, considering that it has stood idle for about 15 years. 3 years ago, light was given me that our people in Southern California must watch for opportunities to purchase such properties. I told our brethren that they would find all ready for use and for sale at reasonable prices, just the buildings they would need for their work. And thus it has proved. In a most remarkable way, the Lord is preparing the way for the advancement of His work in Southern California. For 2 years, I have been interested in the Potts Sanitarium property and have advised and urged our people to secure it. 2 years ago, we thought it could be secured for $12,000. 1 year ago, it was offered for $8,000. And this spring, it was offered for still less. I advised those having in charge the medical work in Southern California to purchase the building. And when they hesitated, because of a lack of funds, I persuaded Sister Josephine Gotzian and Brother Ballinger to join me. And we have purchased the Potts Sanitarium and 8 acres adjoining for $5,000. Something similar can be done in the neighborhood of Los Angeles if wise plans are adopted for the carrying forward of the work, and if the men to whom the Lord has entrusted His talent of means will put their money into use for the honor of God and the blessing of humanity. We have not purchased the Potts Sanitarium to gain advantage for ourselves, but to help in carrying forward the work that Christ has given us to do, the work outlined in the following scriptures. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end. From the light which was given me when I was in Australia, and which has been renewed since I came to America, I know that our work in Southern California must advance. The people flocking there for health must hear the last message of mercy. God has not been pleased with the way in which this work has been neglected. From many places in Southern California, the light is to shine forth to the multitudes. Present truth is to be as a city set on a hill, which cannot be hid. Southern California is world-renowned as a health resort. Every year, many thousands of tourists go there. They must hear the last warning message. We are called upon by God to explain the scriptures to these people. We are not to build hotels for the accommodation of tourists, and we are not to establish sanitariums in the cities. We are to establish our work where we shall be able to do the most good to those who come to our sanitariums for treatment. Workers who can speak to the multitudes are to be located where they can meet the people where they are and give them the message of truth. What will you do to help, my brother? Will you put the Lord's money into circulation to advance His work? Will you respond at once to this appeal? We so greatly desire that these favorable openings may be taken advantage of. If we do our duty, the Lord will give us many souls for our hire. The aim and burden of our work is to show that the truth uplifts and saves. Missionary work must be done. The world is our field of labor, and we must meet the people where they are and give them the message. God desires His workers to develop the capabilities and powers that He has given them. It is His purpose that they shall constantly increase in usefulness, ever gaining greater ability to win souls to Christ. H.